Hi, this is Ed Burns. I'm the site editor for SearchEnterpriseAI.com, and I'm here with Jack Vaughn from Search Data Management. And so, Jack, I know that you've been doing a lot of reporting around some recent developments in the world of SQL engines, which is always a popular topic. And, you know, it's been something that you've obviously been keeping an eye on for a while, but it sounds like there are some new things happening in the world of SQL engines. So why don't you tell us a little bit about some of what you've been looking at?
Yeah, Ed, SQL has had so much impact over the years. Its influence in analytics really can't be overstated. We've talked in the past about SQL on Hadoop. The original SQL on Hadoop had to deal with batch operations, and so that's turned out to be kind of an issue, and they have tried to deal with it. I met with Justin Borgman, who's the CEO at Starburst, and to get some insight on this SQL world meeting the big data world. His company is doing SQL on anything, not just SQL on Hadoop. We met on Boston Wharf by the four-point channel. This area is where the new technical undertakings are really going big guns. They're replacing warehouses, not data warehouses, but actual warehouses. In the background, you hear construction going on for GE's next world headquarters. I started the conversation with Justin by asking for a brief bio on the company Starburst. It arises from a promising startup that was called Hadap, that was acquired by Teradata, and more recently was spun off by the same Teradata. Don't mind the hammers in the background. Tell me a little bit about the journey of the company, how Starburst happened. Some people may know you from something earlier called Hadap.
Yeah, that's right. Hadap was a very early SQL on Hadoop company, founded back in 2010 and then ultimately acquired by Teradata in 2014. And it was really while we were at Teradata that we started to get very involved in the Presto open source community.
So what was the type of SQL engine that Hadap was working on, and how did things adapt or change when Presto came out of Facebook and became something of a, would you say, alternative?
I think that's true. I think, you know, the big differences are, you know, Hadap was a proprietary database for one thing, and I think increasingly customers or users are looking to deploy open source architectures wherever possible. And I think secondly, one of the things that's very interesting about Presto is the fact that it's really really embraces this notion of separation of compute and storage, where it's really the query engine piece of a database and not the storage layer, which means that for a user, you can query data sitting in a variety of different data sources. That might be HDFS and Hadoop, but it could also be S3 in the cloud. It could be a traditional database like MySQL or Postgres, or even a major data warehouse like Teradata or Oracle. So it gives a lot of flexibility in terms of where and how the data is stored, which is pretty neat.
And so then the performance issues, you know, we hear so much about SQL on Hadoop and now even SQL on everything. The issues are maybe you can store a lot of data these days, but in order to get something out of it, you need performance that the users may be used to, and that is that in terms of support for a large number of concurrent users, or you sort of mentioned joins of how complex the query is. What are some of the bells versus whistles, the kind of trade-offs?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of those characteristics are important. Concurrency, being able to handle complex joins, also very important. I think SQL itself is important. So, you know, even though SQL on Hadoop, we might be moving on from SQL on Hadoop to SQL on anything, the SQL piece is still an important constant because that's the language that so many business intelligence tools and applications speak. And so it's the lingua franca of data and analysis. And being able to execute that efficiently, regardless of how you store that the data, I think is particularly important. I mean, I think the only other thing I would add is in the cloud context, I think one of the things that we see is a growing trend of people using Presto to access data in object stores. And that might be S3, that might be blob storage on Azure, or even in an on-prem world in a private cloud setup. That could be Red Hat's Ceph project or a startup called Minio, which also has an open source object store. And I think that's one interesting trend that I think HDFS to some degree is being replaced by object stores, really to recreate Amazon's S3 either on-prem or actually use an S3 compatible object store in the cloud. And Presto is a great tool for that.
What should people know about Presto and its lineage?
Yeah, I mean, I think the primary motivation was to build a faster Hive. Hive was also created by Facebook, so they were pioneers in thinking about Hadoop as a data warehouse, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But they just needed faster interactive performance, and Hive wasn't able to deliver that for them. So Presto was really kind of a successor to that. And they really wanted to create the performance and functionality of a faster analytic database and one that could ultimately support BI tools and fast ad hoc SQL query.
Ed, we'll keep an eye on Starburst and the progress of big data analytics. Keep an eye on Hadoop. Keep an eye on SQL on Hadoop and SQL on everything, everywhere.
All right. Well, thanks for taking us through all that, Jack. Sounds like there's definitely a lot going on and plenty for people to keep an eye on. So thanks again for going through it with us. And thank you to our listeners for joining us on this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.